Yeah. What else? What did you learn? What do I need to know? What did you find out from that? What was it? Well, actually, you'd want them in expanded awareness when you're, when they're in the other party. Yeah. Yeah. Your eyes are closed. They can close their eyes when they float up and down into the second perceptual position and the third. And then you can also, yeah, I like that. If you want to anchor them, it's not, technically you wouldn't have to, although I like it because I like that sense of expansion when they're in there. So I might just fire out the anchor. Yeah. By the way, you want to, you know, when a client says, when you see something happen profound, or if like you see them shift or something, I'll sometimes say, that was a big one, wasn't it? What I'm doing is I'm ratifying the change. And they go, yeah. Yeah. That was a huge one, wasn't it? Yeah. Here's the next one. I want to teach you something one real quick. Teach you another one real quick. Let's turn to page 420. So we're just looking at different ways to use expanded awareness and work with the void. So on page 420, we read the top part. And it said, and I'll read this one more time because I think it's worth reading one more time. In addition to being the state of entering into deep trance while maintaining external awareness, expanded awareness is the state to take something from the material realm into the void and vice versa. According to the assumptions of quantum physics, you create your universe based upon your personal observation. If you didn't know something existed, then it didn't. So by knowing something, you are actually creating it. At the same time, the knowing at some level also created boundaries and can be limiting your choices, since it stops you from being in touch with all the infinite ways of knowing. So for getting rid of a problem, expanded awareness. This process can be used for single negative emotions. I don't know if you remember when some of you did Breakthrough to Success, some of you did, if you've done any of the processes for timeline processes for releasing a negative emotion, I said... that these processes aren't necessarily the easiest ones to do on ourselves, where we're asking ourselves conscious questions and unconsciously leading ourselves through the process. There's a bit of a duality going there. And I mentioned here at this training we were going to teach you ways to release negative emotions that are much quicker, that we can do on ourselves easier than being led through the process by somebody else. The reason why I teach the other one first is because you need to have a pot to hold it in before you, it's kind of like you have to have a grip on how it's like to release negative emotions. This one's going to be an easier one that you could do on your own to release negative emotions and limiting decisions. Okay? So it says this process can be used for single negative emotions, behaviors, or complex problems and situations that involve more than one emotion. The key is the client's ability to get in touch with the whole problem. Technically, the technique works by lighting up and removing the boundary conditions of the problem, thus dissolving it into the void. Process. Teach the client how to go into expanded awareness. Pick a spot on the wall. As you focus on it, now pay attention to the peripheral part of your vision. Anchor it. 2, elicit the problem. Ask the client, what's the problem? Have the client talk about the problem. Have the client get in touch with how you know they have, how you know you have that as a problem. 3, now go into expanded awareness. Fire off the anchor. Calibrate for integration. 4, optional. Suggest preserve positive learnings, if any. 5, break state. 6, repeat steps 2 and 3 till client can no longer access the problem. Test in future pace, elicit new options. So if we were doing this ourselves, we would just find it, we would think of the problem. Like let's say the problem was anger or sadness or fear, or the problem was a limiting decision of some sort, right? And what we'd do is we'd think of the problem, associate to the problem, we'd find a spot above eye level. We'd focus all of our attention and awareness on that spot, go into peripheral vision, and while we're in peripheral vision, we would focus on how we knew that that was a problem. What that does is we're actually focusing on the reality strategy. How you know is your reality strategy. How do you know that that's a problem? So while in peripheral vision, the first step is to get the problem. Second step is to go into expanded awareness and then focus on how you know that that's a problem. And then while you're focusing on how you know that that's a problem, but you're in expanded awareness, you could begin to get the learnings. Whatever positive learnings there are for yourself and for the future. Okay, now if you're leading somebody through that, you lead them through that just that way, and all you got to do is follow the steps on the page. If you're doing it yourself, you can do that yourself. It's much easier than floating above the timeline, finding the root cause, going back to the different perceptual positions, and so on and so forth. Now we did that. I demonstrated that the other day when we were doing Deanna's career values, and we did that on the away from component on respect. And then she came back and she said, I don't even know if that's important to me anymore, you know? So what happens is you can have some nice shifts with this when you do it. And, all you got to do is first identify the problem, think of the problem, go into expanded awareness, and then focus on how you know that's the problem. That's your reality strategy. how you know that's a problem, and then preserve any learnings. Preserve the positive learnings for yourself in the future while remaining in expanded awareness and focusing on how you know that that's a problem. Just preserve the positive learnings for yourself and for the future. If you were calibrating a client, you might use, did you notice how when I do expanded awareness, sometimes I move my hands like this? What I'm doing is I'm just anchoring their awareness out here. So I say, just notice you can go into expanded awareness. So I'm anchoring their awareness out here if I'm moving my fingers on the side of their head like that. And I'll say to them, focus on how you know that's a problem while you remain in expanded awareness. And now preserve the learnings. Preserve any positive learnings for yourself and for the future. Preserve the positive learnings while you're focusing on how you know that's a problem. Preserve the learnings. What was it that was to be learned? And just calibrate. And what you're calibrating for is some sort of a shift, a physiological shift. A loosening of the skin, a shift in the skin tonus, that is. Perhaps pupil dilation, maybe a shift in skin coloration. You're going to calibrate until they look like they've had a shift. What I did with Deanna, I was watching several shifts. I don't know if you remember, I said, well, there's the first shift. I was noticing some sort of a shift in her external physiology, and there was another shift and another one, and I saw a couple of things happen, like the pupil dilation, then the skin color, then the skin tonus. I saw a couple of shifts. So I waited for a couple of shifts. I'm like, good, that's it. And I break her state, and I say, so how do you feel about that now? Or how do you, like, let's say we're doing anger. How do you feel about, how do you feel about that now? And they go, I don't know. Jeez, it's like it disappeared. And I say, that's right, it did. So now think of an indefinite time in the future where in the past that old problem might have hindered you or held you back, and notice what happens for you now. So I have future pace them out, okay?
Now, when you future pace them out,
yep.
They
don't need to be familiar with the timeline to future pace them. Just say, think of some time in the future. Yeah. They don't have to be familiar with the timeline at all. I could even say step out 3 months in the future without them being familiar with the timeline. Just imagine stepping out 3 months in the future. Well, so that's our the next exercise. We're going to do an exercise real quickly with expanded awareness. This exercise should go pretty quickly. And all you got to do is follow the instructions on page 420. Think of, you're going to get rid of a negative emotion, a behavior, or some sort of a problem. And remember, it says the key is for the problem or for the client to be able to get the whole problem. Because remember, a problem half well stated is a problem half solved. So get what the problem is. And once you've got what the problem is and they can wrap their mind around it, or you got it in a nutshell statement, or they just say, well, it's a negative emotion. What emotion is it? Anger, sadness, fear, guilt, resentment, jealousy, whatever it is. Or it's a limiting decision. I can't make enough money, so on and so forth. Get the problem in a nutshell and then begin the process and have fun with it. Yeah.
The Bible says elicit new options.
Elicit new options. You test in future pace, elicit new options. That could be, well, testing and future pacing will automatically do that, because what you're doing is you're installing new strategies at the unconscious level. So when you're going out and you're future pacing, my hallucination is we got this handout from somebody else. So that's just a different way of them saying install strategies through the future pace.
So now, right now, are we going to do it ourselves?
Yeah, we're going to do it with a partner right now. Go with somebody different than you've gone with in either the last exercise or the exercise before that. How'd it go? Oh, the expanded awareness. Dropping the problem into the void. Yeah, what problem? How did dropping the problem into the void go? I'll use this all the time. When I'm looking to release a negative emotion on my own now, this is primarily the technique that I'll use for that. So if I've got something that comes up for me, I'll look at the spot on the wall, go into expanded awareness. Remember, I heard a couple of people actually talking about it. You don't need to talk about it. All you have to do is fully consider how you know it's there, which is your reality strategy, and then get any learnings you need to get about it while you're in expanded awareness until you have some sort of a shift or until you feel like, huh? Or you go kind of void. Well, because we were doing perceptual positions with the other one, where we had you float down inside the body of somebody else. So depending upon the nature of the problem, you're going to do a different exercise. Yeah. Let's look at something else. Let's turn to page 421 for a second.